It is Anska.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, so the topic we're going to do today is just to do it for a day or two or three. So it's about Kriya Shema. And as you know, so the time for Kriya Shema is based upon the pasuk of V'shachlecha uv'kumecha. When you go to sleep and when you wake up. Okay? So to sleep and when you wake up. It doesn't mean when you personally go to sleep and when you personally, you know, literally is you lie down when you wake up. When you get up. So it doesn't mean literally when you personally go to bed and wake up. Rather, it's the time when people, generic people, are rising again, going to bed, and going to sleep. And we did this, some of this exactly. I determined that, whatever. Fine. So that's why at night time is after it gets dark, let's say take the kochavim, because that's when people start going to, you know, basically the work stops and people start going to bed. In the morning, they wake up like, let's say, I guess, when the sun rises, so that's the time then. The question comes up, is the question we're discussing today, is basically what's the status of the time in between. So this is dawn. Called Amar HaShachar, is dawn, and then there's Hane Hanes, which is Hane Tachama, which is sunrise, which is, let's say for argument's sake, 72 minutes after, or dawn is 72 minutes before Hane. Okay? So basically those are the two times. So at Amar, before Amar HaShachar, which means dawn, before that, I mean it's black, it's dark outside. Right? So that's for sure nighttime, and for sure that's the time of, it's the time of the nighttime Kriya Shema, not the daytime Kriya Shema. So this is not, by the way, for these purposes, we can assume that the nighttime Kriya Shema goes all the way until the morning. Okay, it doesn't cut off in the middle of the time. Basically, it's the nighttime. So therefore, when it's dark, let's say dawn is at 5 o'clock, 5 a.m. Okay. And let's, for simplicity's sake, let's say sunrise is 6 o'clock. Okay, so dawn's at 5 and Hanukkah's at 6. So if it's in the fours, let's say 4:30, so definitely is no light whatsoever. But by the way, the concept of dawn is like when it starts getting light. That's like the other thing. The beginning of getting light, and which I guess it culminates when the sun rises an hour or whatever so later. So the time of dawn, so prior to dawn, it's definitely nighttime. You definitely see the nighttime Kriya Shema. After sunrise, definitely daytime, and you say the daytime Kriya Shema. Again, or I say it's like this. Prior to dawn, it's definitely sleeping time, and you say the nighttime Kriya Shema. And after sunrise, it's definitely getting up time, and you say the daytime Kriya Shema. The question is, what about in that period in between the dawn and sunrise, between 5 and 6 a.m.? Is that sleepy time, in which case you'll do the nighttime? Or is that rising time, in which case you'll do the daytime one? Or maybe is it both? Or neither? Okay? So, the facts which seem to be assumed in the sugya are that, it seems like this is an assumption, I mean, from what I'm putting together, is that in that time, the reason why there's doubt is because some people are getting up and suddenly going to sleep at that time. Right. Some people are still sleeping, and some people are rising during that time period. Presumably, once it's dawn, sunrise, they know it's still sleeping. At least back in the day, which was a society which was, didn't have electricity, it was highly surrounded, you know, lived around the sun, and when the sun rose, you got up. So that's definitely time, not time of sleeping. Definitely not time of sleeping. And in the nighttime is definitely time of sleeping, but this is like some people are getting up and some people are going to sleep, are still sleeping, and this between 5 and 6. So the question is, what's the status of the thing, time, vis-a-vis the nighttime Kriya Shema, vis-a-vis the daytime Kriya Shema? Okay, is everyone with me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so fine. Because it's basically, the right is there's two Kriya from Kriya Shema, there's a nighttime Kriya and a daytime Kriya. Okay, so now we're ready for the Gemara. And you got to follow the case a tiny bit. it's a tiny bit complicated. Not really, but if you follow it, it's not complicated. But if you're not following it, it's a little tricky. Okay, so Mars, you want to read the Gemara?
Yes, sure. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kerabban Gemiyah.
Okay, and right after that.
Right. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochi Omer, ben Yochai Omer, פעמיים שאדם קורא קריאת שמע שתי פעמים בלילה. אחת קודם שעלה עמוד השחר, ואחת לאחר שעלה עמוד השחר.
Okay, slow down. So the top time the person could read Krishna two times at night, right? Two times at night, once before dawn and once after dawn. Okay, so again, two times at night, once before dawn and once after dawn. Okay, well, what's been implied so far? Before you get to make things simple, what's implied so far? Well, what can you deduce right away?
That the status of the question time is actually night.
Yes, exactly. Like the saying is, you can read it two times at night. So just like prior to dawn is being called night, the after dawn is called night. Okay, but we froze in the middle of the sentence. Now finish. So the time person could read it two times at night, once before dawn, once after dawn. Keep reading.
ויוצא בהן ידי חובתו. אחד של יום ואחד של לילה.
And you could be yotze, yachiv, to fill your obligation of the nighttime kriyashma and of the daytime kriyashma. The nighttime one for the one which you read prior to dawn, and the daytime one for the one that you read after dawn. Right, so the question or the contradiction is obvious, right? He's on the one hand, the Gemara says he can read in the Gemara.
Ah, gufa kashya. Amra pa'amayim shadam kore kriyat shema, shte pa'amim balala. Alma le'echad shele amur ha'shachal le'lahu.
Right, so the first thing it says is you read it two times at night, which implies that after amur ha'shachal is considered night time. Okay?
והדר תנה יוצא בהן ידי חובתו אחד של יום ואחד של לילה אלמה יממהו.
Right, so there you see implies that it's daytime, because if you're fulfilling your daytime obligation, then it's apparently considered daytime, so then why are you calling it night? Right? Question is clear?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's mixed implications in this statement. On the one hand, it's calling it nighttime. On the other hand, it's saying you could fulfill your daytime Shema, and therefore it's considered like daytime. Okay, so what do you want to answer?
Lo, le'olam, le'lahu.
Really, it's nighttime. Okay.
Le'ha, de'kare le'yom, de'ika inshi, de'kame ba'hi shata.
Right, so it's calling a day, or saying you fulfill the daytime Kriya Shema, because there are some people who get up at that time. And since there are some people who get up at that time, therefore it's considered like daytime, and you can fill your daytime Krishna. I could read a Rashi on that?
Yeah, Lilahu ad hametzachama, lekaima vahishata, hukach zeman kriyat shema deyom, hu degabe kriyat shema, umkumecha, Ketiv, v'hu kameh, v'ha kameh.
Right. So the pasuk says, "Ufkumecha." So therefore, vis-a-vis Krishna, it's considered like the daytime Krishna. Right? It's considered like the daytime Krishna. Because it says, "Ufkumecha," and "Ufkumecha, v'ha kameh." And they're getting up. It says, "Ufkumecha," you read it when they get up. And they are getting up. That's the time where some people get up. The thing, even though technically it's considered daytime, nighttime, even though it's considered nighttime, still, since it says it's Kumecha and people are getting up, therefore you can read it. It doesn't matter that technically it's considered nighttime. It doesn't matter that technically it's considered nighttime. As long as they're getting up, you can read it. As long as they're getting up, you can read it. It says it's Kumecha. Okay?
Yep. Yeah.
Fine. What would I, if I asked you, could you fulfill the nighttime one during that time period?
Yeah.
Okay, why?
Because it's night.
Okay, good. So you could say, and this is the way Tosfos is, we're going to do a Tosfos. So the simplest reading is you're saying that really it's night, therefore you could do the nighttime one. But since people are getting up, you could also do the daytime one. Right?
Right.
Okay, so the theory of that time, you can do both. It's night, on the one hand it's night, so it's good for the nighttime one. On the other hand, people are getting up, so you can do the daytime one. Okay, so look at Tosfos. The Tosfos is the Kasha.
Lo le'olam le'lahu. Tema. אם כן, למה רבותה? שפעמיים יש אדם קורא לאחר שעלה עמוד השחר, שני פעמיים, ויוצא בו משום שחרית, משום ערבית.
Right. In other words, why does the Gemara, if you're telling me that you could fulfill both Kriyashmas in that time period, in that same exact time period, you could fulfill them both, so why does the Gemara have a chiddush that a person could read it two times at night, one time prior to dawn and one time after dawn, and fulfill his nighttime one and his daytime one? Wouldn't it be a bigger chiddush to say that at times a person could read it two times in the exact same time period and fulfill both nighttime and daytime? Wouldn't that have been a bigger chiddush? The implication is that not the case? That you cannot fulfill both of them in the exact same time. Right?
Right.
Like, if it were, then say that. Okay, so therefore what does he say?
V'yesh lomar te'achek amad l'olam l'lahu b'sh'ar mitzvot deba'inan behu yom k'mo tefillin v'tzitzit.
So when it says that it's nighttime, it doesn't mean that it's considered nighttime vis-a-vis Kriya Shema. It means it's considered nighttime vis-a-vis other mitzvahs. Like tefillah and tzitzis is considered nighttime. But not by Kriya Shema, but keep going.
Alagave Kriya Shema lo ho'il v'ika inshi dekaimeh b'ahi shata lav zeman shechivahu.
Says, but vis-a-vis Kriya Shema, even though it's considered nighttime vis-a-vis these other mitzvahs, still vis-a-vis Kriya Shema, it's not considered night. Because since there are people who get up, then it's not considered the Zman of Shiva. It's not considered the sleeping time. So it doesn't... That's why the Mishnah has a statement had to say that you can read it two times, once before dawn and once after dawn. Because the nighttime one is a cutoff is dawn. Because since that dawn, people start getting up, so it's not Zman Shiva. It's not considered sleeping time, and you can't do the nighttime one.
Right.
Okay? That's, I think, the end of what we're interested in, Tosfos. Leave that the other part.
So, Rabbi Feder?
Yeah.
Okay, so to recap Tosfos, he's saying nighttime in the first part of the first pasuk that we read is referring to other mitzvahs, but not for Kriya Shema. For Kriya Shema, it's daytime right. Because there are those who are waking up.
Exactly. Kriya Shema is exactly.
And what did Rashi say again?
Rashi basically said the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Same thing. Okay, so that's basically this part of the Gemara. That's the conclusion of this part of the Gemara. That vis-a-vis the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, okay, well, for now I'm interested in that other mitzvah, I'm interested in Kriya Shema. So vis-a-vis Kriya Shema, this position that the Gemara is maintaining, that you cannot read the nighttime one, because people are getting up. Once it becomes dawn, people are getting up, and then it's good for the daytime one, and it's not good for the nighttime one. Even though it's considered night vis-a-vis the other mitzvah, so that doesn't matter. This doesn't say that Kriya Shema night or day. It says Shachlos Rachas. It's saying if this is the time when people are getting up, that's it. Not time of sleeping. Okay, so far so good?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So now let's do the next part of the Gemara. Another girsa of the same thing. Okay, I can read a little bit more, but I may need you in a minute. So now it's the opposite, okay? There are times that a person could read two Kriya Shemas during the daytime. During the daytime. Remember, before it was during the nighttime. Two Kriya Shemas during the daytime. Okay, the one of the machas kodom ha-neitzachama, achre-lacha ha-neitzachama. But now the time is reversed. The first one prior to sunrise, after dawn, prior to sunrise, and the second one after sunrise. The two times during the day. So what do you choose to do so far from this part of the statement?
That the in-between time is really daytime.
Okay, good. And he could fulfill with these two readings in the daytime both of his obligations, both the nighttime one with the reading which he does prior to sunrise, and the daytime one with what he does after sunrise. So once again, we have a question. Because on the one hand, you're saying you're calling this time period day. On the other hand, you're saying is that you could fulfill your nighttime Krishna. Right? It's almost the same contradiction, but it's in the reverse way. So it's just Hagufa Kasha. Right? On the one hand, you're calling it day. You're calling it nighttime. Tell me, you'll say the nighttime one. So which one is it? Make up your mind. Is it day or is it night? Right?
Right.
Well, it's exact reverse. And now, previously it was calling it nighttime and it was saying you could fulfill your daytime one. Now it's calling it daytime and saying you could fulfill your nighttime one. Okay, are we clear?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so Gemara says, no. Olam Yamamo. Really, it's considered daytime. The time is really considered daytime. And the reason why it calls it night, and the reason why you can fill the night time, because the people go to sleep at that time. So really it's daytime, but you can fill the nighttime one because people are going to sleep that. People are sleeping that. People are sleeping. Okay? Yeah, so after the Karina may be Shachlacha, so therefore you can consider it a Shachlacha because people are sleeping that. The exact opposite. Okay? And Tosfos basically asked the same question. So at this point, again, if I would ask you again without making any changes, you'd think you could fulfill both of them, because you're saying technically it's daytime, yet people are sleeping. So you think it means that you can fulfill both day and night. Right? In which case the question is, why did the statement say you could do it once before Hanes and once after Hanes? Say you could do them both prior before Hanes, and you could fulfill both of them. Why not say you can read them both prior to Hanei Tachama, you can fill them both? That when it says that it's considered daytime, it means vis-a-vis other mitzvahs, not vis-a-vis Krishna. I will in Krishna, all the Kanus, since it's vis-a-vis Krishna, since the people who are sleeping, it's not the time of getting up. Okay? So now it is the exact opposite. He's basically saying that this reading of the statement is learning the exact opposite. That really, officially, is daytime. But since people are still sleeping, you can't call it the time of getting up. Okay? And therefore, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Krishna. Okay? You can't fulfill the mitzvah of Krishna. Okay? So again, the previous position held, the first way was learning that really it's nighttime. But since people are getting up, therefore you can only do the daytime one, because getting up. Now it's saying the opposite. Since people are sleeping, so therefore you can only do the nighttime one and you can't do the daytime one. Right? So it seems like they're both agreeing that some people are waking and some people are sleeping. But the question is now, therefore what? Do you say since some people are waking, you can do the daytime one and you cannot do the nighttime because people are waking? We do the opposite. Since people are sleeping, you could only do the sleeping one and you can't do the day, the wake up one. Right?
Right. Rabbi Feder, again, Rashi and Tosos on the second section say that really when it says daytime, it refers only to other mitzvahs, but for Kriya Shema, it's completely daytime?
It's completely nighttime, because since people are sleeping, you can't say it's the time of getting up.
Right.
Right?
All right.
Okay, good. One more fact. Okay, I know where it is to find. Okay, so Tosfos says, and I'm jumping down a little bit, Tosfos, Inami Yesh Lomar, or maybe you could say, and you'll notice he only says it in this Tosfos, not in the previous Tosfos. Maybe you could say, the high Yesho Dimamahu Afilu Gabi Krishma. Merely, maybe when it says that it's considered daytime, it doesn't mean automatic. Does it really mean even by Krishna it's considered daytime? Because it's the time of getting up. So if you could do the nighttime one because some people are sleeping. You could also do the daytime one because people are getting up. Right? You can do both. Right? So then the question is, so then why not say the statement to teach you that you could do them both during that time? So there's a different reason. Hadron Lakash Sepatman and Kodamanes, Mishan Dabayash Minan, the Shayna Yosef Shalai Rakhanes. It's teaching you a different thing. It just wants to show you that the nighttime one, the question is, why doesn't it have a case where you're reading both the nighttime one and the daytime one, you know, both prior to Hanes? Why does it say you'd read one prior to Hanes and one after Hanes? So it says, no, because it wanted to show you that the daytime one you can read after Hanes, but the nighttime one, that's it. The cutoff point is on it. You can't read the nighttime one after on it. Okay, if you follow that, good, but for don't worry about that part of it. The main point of this, what I want to focus on now, I'd like to focus on that afterwards, but for now, I want to focus on that it's saying is, the second answer in Tosfos is saying that perhaps according to this second way, you really could read both of them during this time period, because people are sleeping, so therefore you could read the nighttime one, and people are also getting up. So if we can read the daytime one. Both. Okay, so it turns out you have three positions, just to simplify. One position says basically you can read both during this time period because some people are sleeping, some people are getting up. The other position, which is I guess the first one in the Gemara, says you can only do the nighttime Kriya Shema then. I'm sorry, you can only do the daytime Kriya Shema. Because people are getting up, and since they're getting up, you can do the daytime. And since they're getting up, you can't say it's a sleeping time. And you can't do the nighttime Kriya Shema. And the other way, which is the second way in the Gemara, is that the opposite. Is that really, you can only do the nighttime one because people are sleeping. But you can't do the daytime one because you can't say it's the time of getting up because people are sleeping. Right?
Yep.
Okay. Mara, you're dismissed. Okay, now we need to come up with some spots.
So again,
okay, I guess Yola, you can pause it now.
Here it goes.
Okay. So I just asked the question: is on the surface, which position is the easiest to understand? So Yona says, and I would agree with that it's the one that says do them up. Because it's some people are sleeping and some people are waking. So he says, you could legitimately call it the time of sleeping. And you could legitimately call it the time of waking. Right? Something sounds, even though that's like the simplest, because it's simplest because how else are you supposed to decide which one yes and which one no? But on the other hand, there is something funny to saying that you could call it both the time of sleeping and the time of waking, right? I mean, that's a little bit funny. You could kind of imagine in a certain sense saying you can't do either. I could have seen that also. It doesn't seem like that's an option yet. Right?
Yeah.
So the easiest in a certain sense is they say you do them both because, hey, some people do both, so therefore why not? The harder ones to understand are why you'd be able to do one and not the other and how you could choose which one and not the other. Right?
Yep.
After all, there are people doing both. It's hard to say that anyone's going on those facts. So given that those are the facts that they're doing both, I mean, I think that's the way that the methodology would say is, look, one guy's saying the fact that some people are like, no, that one's saying some people are sleeping. It's hard to believe that they're arguing on those facts. So it seems like we have to both accept those facts, that some are doing each. But now the question is, okay, so now what happens? Right?
Yeah.
Okay, you can pause it.
All right.
Okay, so what I would recommend at this point, methodologically, so basically we have a problem. We have to define, we kind of have an intuitive idea for the position that says you read them both. If he just says before waking up, people are sleeping. And you have these two other positions, which apparently agree in the fact that that's not the case. There's only one. The question is which one? So it would seem like there's two different ways to go here, and I favor one of these ways. But one way to go would be to try to define the machloka. Okay? To define the machloka that whether or not it's the nighttime, it's the sleeping time, whether it's the waking time. Right? Let's see what that machloka is about. Okay? And that sounds like, of course, that's what you want to do. But I would recommend first, before you do that, there's a simpler way to approach this thing. And that is, forget the machloka. Let's just start with one side. Okay? Because, like, each side in its own right is saying something, you know? So if we could first take the first one. I mean, it's a really arbitrary which one you start with, but, you know, I like to go with first or whatever, I don't know. But let's just start with the first one. So the first position says, it really says it's considered nighttime, which is not relevant for our purposes. But the reason why it's saying day is because since there are people getting up, so therefore it's Zmankima, time of getting up, and you can do the daytime one, and you cannot do the nighttime one. So that itself is pretty juicy. I mean, forgetting that there's even a machlokas. I mean, even if there was no machlokas, if you just had that one position, it would demand a little bit of an explanation. Since there are people getting up, so therefore it's Mankima, it's the daytime one, and first of all, you read the daytime one, and also you can't say Uvishachlaha, right? You can't read the nighttime one, as they said. Kishav, since there are people getting up, the Lakosa said, you can't say it's Manshriva, it's time of sleeping, since people are getting up. So, forget things in machlokas. You understand? You've got to simplify things. Your machlokas are complicated. Then you're always trying to compare and contrast. And, you know, let's just, it's a statement in its own right. Even if there's just this one guy. So let's just analyze that, and then we'll get to the other guy afterwards. The thing is, there's two statements in this first position. First of all, since people are getting up, you're allowed to read the daytime one. And secondly, since people are getting up, you cannot read the nighttime one. It's not considered. You can't consider it the dead time, the sleeping time. You can't consider it the sleeping time. And you can ask the question, why not? People are also sleeping. By the same logic that you are saying that you could read the daytime because there are people getting up, so the same thing should dictate that you could read the nighttime because there are people sleeping. Why is there this asymmetry? That you say you're favoring the guys who are waking up, but there are also people who are sleeping. And it doesn't seem like anyone's giving a Rove argument. It seems to be, I don't know what Rove is. It doesn't really seem to be relevant. No one's just saying that. So some are doing this and some are doing that. And now why are you so biased against being awake? Maybe you should be biased against being asleep. Right? But that's what he's doing. I mean, isn't that what he's saying? Is since people are awake, therefore it's time of getting up. And you can't see the nighttime one. You can't call time of sleeping. People are waking up. Okay, but some people are sleeping. Right? You follow me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, you can follow. It's not more. I think this is,
You're on again.
So, I'm just making a point is that in terms of analogies, like a machlokas is often a tool to help define something. But like, let's say there was a figure, there's no machlokas on. Everyone agrees. You know? So, I mean, then what would happen? Then, I mean, it can't be that then you have no beauty and no chachma and no ideas in the figure. I mean, the Torah wasn't given as machlokas. I mean, look, it was given in a way that it lends itself to having machlokas. But, I mean, you can't say it would be like a flaw and there'd be nothing to say. If there's no machlokas, it would just be a bunch of facts. I mean, the machlokas, I mean, obviously, each position has a theory. So there's a theory of Kriya Shema according to Bidush and Acts. There's a theory of what does it mean, Rishach Chavacha? How do you define these things? There's a theory according to B. There's another position. Why? Now, there are two different theories, and we somehow find you by comparing and contrasting, you get, you know, it helps you focus on the different facets of each of their theories. And that's a tool to really, you know, try to gain insight into each of the theories by looking at them and comparing and contrast. But ultimately, what you're looking for is a good idea for each of the positions. But if you say a good idea, and then you say the other one's a good idea, and you can't quite see, you know, have them talk to each other, you feel like you're not really hopping the question at hand, because you say a good idea in the first position, you say a good idea in the second position, and they're both good ideas, you don't see what's the point of, you know, what's the conceptual point of differentiation, and then it's like you're missing, you know, you're kind of missing the, you probably don't have either of the ideas that clear. How do they each respond to each other's point? But that's I feel like in the further refining of a question, you want to show what they're, why aren't they talking to each other? What are they arguing about? But I mean, I think that it's sometimes an easier thing to do is just to forget about that problem and just find one guy, then to find the other guy, and then worry about, okay, so now what exactly is the difference? But when you define one, in the first sense, you can forget about the other one. You know, that's, again, I'm not saying that's always the case, but sometimes it's helpful. You know, anthology isn't exactly an exact science. Sometimes it's helpful to do the opposite. You know, to just think about a machlokas, and sometimes that kind of gives you, like, an insight into the, you know, the issue at hand. But, I don't know, I think, I mean, I'm saying now, it's hard to say it was ruled out. I'm saying now, I think that it's a good idea to simplify it. Simplify what, and as I was going to simplify the problem that you're thinking about. Focus on a bite-sized problem. As opposed to just, you know, taking a huge sigya and trying to work it out. You know, you're not ready for a huge sigya. You're ready for one small little thing. And you got one good idea. That's the way you work out a sigya. There's a lot of small facts. Small ideas, one at a time, end up unraveling the sigya. You start going for the gold, and you sometimes, you know, miss points.
Should we pause?
Yeah, you can pause. That's a good idea. So I think we're going to think about these problems. Again, the problems are, we have three positions to define, basically. I mean, we talked all the methodology of how to go about doing it, but essentially our goal is to get all these three positions. So that's what we're going to do. And then also what I'd like to do is that part which Tosas mentioned, which is that he said that the why it is you're telling me that you could read both of them during that time, right? Then why is it that the Gemara says that that there's a time a person could read one before Anes and one after Anes and then be Yosei both of them and fulfill both of them? Why not just say simpler? You could do them both before Anes, after dawn, and be fulfill both of them. In the same exact time frame. Isn't that a bigger chiddush? So Tosfos says, no, it wants to teach you. The reason why it's saying one before Anes and one after Anes because it wants to show you that the daytime one could be after Anes. But the nighttime one cannot be after on it. The nighttime one cannot be after on it. Okay? Why would I think the nighttime one could be after on it? Why would I think the nighttime one could be after on it? Any quick thought on that? Just chat. Why would I think the nighttime one could be after on it?
Because there might still be sleeping. People might still be sleeping.
Yeah, exactly. Because people still might be sleeping. Right, still somebody is still living. In fact, on the surface, I'll prove to you why you say that. That people are still sleeping. Because when can you do the daytime one? When people are waking up, right? And once people stop waking up, then you can't do the daytime one anymore. You can't do it at 5 in the noon. You can't do creation. It's only when people are still waking up. It's not the time when people are awake. It's when they're waking up. So when can you do it? We hold you can do it until the third hour. Some said you could only do it until on Etzachama because that's when people are, that's exactly when people are waking up. Everyone wakes up by Hanes. But we hold, that's the next Mishnah, that you can do it until 3 hours. Why? Why? Who wakes up that late? So the Gemara says the kings. The kings wake up 3 hours into the day. So, which is interesting. But kings, those days, I guess the kings, everyone else had to work or whatever. But kings would, you know, chill out. They wouldn't get up until 3 hours into the day. But you see that it's the reason why you could read the daytime one up until 3 hours is because that's still a time of getting up. So doesn't that also mean by definition that it's also a routine, it's a time of sleeping? Right? No, it's until 3 hours, they're getting up. So it means they're asleep because getting up is a transition from sleeping to awaking. So if they're getting up within 3 hours, it must be that they're sleeping after Anes Hachama. You can't tell me that they're only sleeping until Anes Hachama if they're rising until 3 hours. So therefore it would seem that if you're telling me that you're allowed to read it to the nighttime one after dawn, because people are still sleeping after dawn, then it would seem to reason you should be able to do the day, the nighttime one, even after Anit, perhaps until 3 hours. But that's what the Mishnah is teaching. No. That's the deadline. You can't read the nighttime one, Pat. You could read the nighttime one, even though it's day, you could read it after dawn, until Anit Ahama. But, and the daytime one, you could read after, after Anit Ahama. But the nighttime one, you can't. So I'd like to understand why not. And why is it a discrepancy? If you're telling me that it's the time of waking up until 3 hours, and seemingly it should be the time of sleeping as well, and really you should be able to read the nighttime one after Hanukkah. But apparently you don't say that. So why not? I mean, that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. Why don't you say that? Okay, you could pause.